We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the big show on the radio, hour number 2 of the Rob Brown Show goes right now, right here on ESPN Upstate, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, and all around the world on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, your home for all the sports, news, information, and entertainment, podcast, and more that you could possibly want to listen to. Pick up the Odyssey app, AUDACY, and don't miss a minute of the Rob Brown Show with me, Alonzo. Don't miss a minute of Offsides with Mark Ryan and Diesel, or all of our outstanding broadcasting right here on ESPN Upstate, to which we add a voice that we have made a weekly segment and enjoy talking Carolina football with him every single Thursday, the host of the Panther Nation podcast, Rashad Beard, joins us here on the Rob Brown Show at ESPN Upstate. Rashad, what's up, man? How we doing, big guy?
I'm doing great, Rob. So what's up, man? Everything is great over here.
I love to hear it, big dog. I love to hear it. All right, so listen, we double-dipped last week. We had our Thursday to draft to preview the draft. We had our Friday to talk about the addition of J.C. Horn, the cornerback out of South Carolina, as the one pick. We went back again on Monday to review the draft. Now we've had a couple of days to sit and stew on it, to think about it. Rashad, I've been doing this job for a long time. And typically what happens is that fans are super critical of the draft on Monday, and by Thursday they are convinced that it was just the greatest draft that any team has ever put together ever. If you ask a fan from all 32 teams, 32 fans are going to tell you that their team had the best draft. We've had some days to sit and stew on it, to look at the picks. Now that you've had some time to really analyze, do you still think you're giving them an A-, B+, A+? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm still in that A-, range, B+ range. I haven't changed much. I still don't think the long snapper pick, if that's what you're trying to get at, I still don't think the long snapper pick is very good, but I think it was a good draft on draft night, and it's still a good draft. A lot of good pieces, a lot of good value in some areas. So I kind of stand pat where I am. I still feel the same about certain picks that I felt before, but I think we're in a good place. Added a lot of a good talent, and I'm happy about the draft overall. I think it's a good draft. And only time will tell whether things will pan out in our favor. But it's a good draft, good draft. I love J.C. Horn, love the Terrace Marshall pick. So I'm still on A-, B+.
Still on the A-, B+ range. I respect it. I'm in the same boat. I've kind of analyzed where different pieces fit and the needs look, I think. And we mentioned this. There were a couple of spots where – I thought maybe there was a player on the board that was a better value player, but, filled a lesser need. I think Carolina was committed to filling needs until it got later in the draft. I heard somebody say, I want to ask if you agree with this philosophy, Rashad. I heard somebody, I want to say it was Bill Parcells, though I could be wrong on that, but I heard somebody say at one point, you sell tickets with your draft picks in the first 2 rounds, you win Super Bowls with your draft picks in the back 4 rounds. So we like J.C. Horn. It was a good pick. Then we start in the fourth-ish round with guys like Chuba Hubbard, who agreed to a contract yesterday. You know, we got the long snapper thrown in there. I know you weren't a huge fan, though. I'll tell you, 4 years at Alabama without a single mistake. There are some teams like the New York Giants that would love to be able to go back and say they haven't had a special teams mistake in 4 years. Do you think that the Panthers did enough in the back half of the draft to address needs, or do you think they reached in some spots that maybe we didn't think they did on Monday?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, that long snapper pick still bothers me. And it wouldn't bother me as much as if, you know, because Trey Smith was there. And I think, you know, with all the issues that he had health-wise, I get it. He probably wasn't on the board. But it just bothers me the fact that he was still on the board and, you know, Kansas City took him for a reason. So that pick still bothers me just because of Trey Smith. But outside of that, man, you talk about Keith Taylor in the fifth round. That was a really good pick. Another press man corner. It's going to allow you to actually implement what you want to implement. Phil Snow is going to have a field day. Once Keith Taylor comes around, it's not going to be, you know, year one. But I'd say around year two or year three, I think he's going to be a fantastic player. And I'm high on Keith Taylor. I've been on high on Keith Taylor for a long time. Washington puts out really good cornerbacks. So I think we're got a good one there. You talk about Deontay Brown. I mean, we all seen what Deontay Brown done. He's not perfect. He's a big guy that you're not going to go through. However, you can go around him. And I think that's the biggest thing with Deontay Brown so far. But I think, you know, it's going to take get his feet under him and get, you know, get going. But I think Deontay Brown is going to be a really good pick, plug and play guard. I say year two, he's going to come into his own. Shai Smith, another good slot guy. I really like that pick as well. Davion Nixon, he's a steal you were able to get in round five to kind of bolster up that defensive tackle rotation on the inside. Love that pick. Chuba Hubbard, again, I like the pick. I don't like the pick if you're not going to use him. If you use him and actually split the carries like Matt Rhule says he was going to do on the Rich Eisen show, if they're going to use him properly, I like the pick. But I know when it really hits the fan and you need to get Christian McCaffrey, you have to peel him off the field. He's a super competitive guy. He's not coming off the field. You're not just going to make him come off the field. So, again, unless you give Chuba Hubbard the touches, I'm not a fan of that pick so much. But, again, give him the touches, I like it. Phil Hoskins, not too, you know, I think he's a good rotational guy. And again, the long snapper spoke about him. But I agree with the sentiment and the fact that, yeah, you gotta hit later in the draft to really, really give yourself a good chance to get competitive in Super Bowls. We've seen Marty Herney, we've knocked the first round picks out of the park every single year, but that hasn't gotten us over the hump. You really have to hit in those later rounds. So I 100% agree with that sentiment.
Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. I am glad that you brought up that interview that was done on the Rich Eisen podcast with Matt Rhule. We played a little bit of the audio from it yesterday. I'm going to play one clip here because I know it was something that you talked about going into the draft. You wanted Justin Fields. Matt Rhule was asked why the Panthers passed on Justin Fields. I'm going to play that clip, and then, Rashad, I just want your immediate reaction to it. Here's Matt Rhule on the Rich Eisen show.
You know, I think he's an unbelievable quarterback. I think he's going to have a ton of success. But you know, I think we made a decision that you know we were gonna have Sam be our quarterback, and you know, I look at it real simply. You know, had we drafted a quarterback, we would have a quarterback. You know, by taking another position player, we had Sam plus, you know, now JC. So you know, to me, it was two for one. It's an opportunity to continue to build the team while also having a quarterback in Sam that we believe can do it. So. That does not mean that I don't believe that Justin or Mac or any of those other quarterbacks aren't going to be franchise quarterbacks. I think they're really special, but this was a chance for us to get a corner and also, you know, move into the future.
So there's a little bit of what Matt Rhule had to say on why they passed on Justin Fields. I know you, Rashad, my partner in crime in the afternoon, Mark Ryan, when they passed on Justin Fields, he said he was, and I quote, devastated, end quote. Has the blow been softened a little bit with a couple of days passing?
Yeah. No, I think I'm over it. I was kind of over it with in day three. I kind of got over it, but I was devastated as well. I thought that you had the opportunity to get a guy. And listen, what Matt Rhule said is absolutely right. Listen, you got a guy who was 23 years old, was going on 24, and, you know, Fields is 22, Trevor Lawrence, 21, Zach Wilson, 21. But none of those guys have 3 years worth of experience. And you have a guy that has experience. So I get it. I get putting all of your eggs in this basket. From what Matt Rhule has worked with in the past, I think every Panthers fan has a right to question whether his QBI is valid, okay? So, I get it. You're supporting him. You want to put a team, and I think that's the right thing to do. You want to put a team around Sam Darnold and get him going and support him, and hopefully you can get it right. But, again, you go back in his history, Matt Rhule's history, that is, when has he ever worked with a legit superstar quarterback? It's never happened, right? Charlie Brewer was his quarterback at Baylor. P.J. Walker is the best quarterback he's ever worked with. He went undrafted, and now Teddy Bridgewater last year as a head coach. Matt Rhule hasn't seen a quarterback that is elite, so to speak. So I just think that, listen, all Panthers fans are right in their minds to question whether Matt Rhule has the QBI. And he's laid in his bed, and I get it. He's all in on Sam Darnold. I get it. I get what you've done. You traded away some draft capital. You got a good portion of it back, so you essentially got him for free, and now it's time to work. I mean, all this is good hypothetically, but I really thought you had an opportunity to grab a legit transcendent talent in Justin Fields, and you didn't do it, and only time is going to be able to tell us if that decision was right, and this could either make him or break him, and I'm talking about Matt Rhule, and he's going to have to live with this one. But I'm in support. I am in support of Sam Darnold. I don't want to play this game like I'm hating him because we passed on Justin Fields. I am supporting Matt Rhule, and I want them to succeed. I'm a Panthers fan at the end of the day, and my team comes before any player, right? So I want my team to succeed, and I want the Panthers to succeed. So in order for the Panthers to succeed, Sam Darnold must succeed. So I'm cheering for him. I'm hoping that he does. But it is what it is. Sam Darnold's the guy, and I'm all behind it. Let's get it. Let's go, Sam.
Rashad Beard joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate, talking a little Carolina Panther football. Guy I'm interested in seeing the development of, there's actually two from this draft predominantly. That is Brady Christensen, the third-round offensive tackle. Passed on some good tackles in round two in order to get Terrence Marshall, which I think was a great pick. We talked about that. They get their guy, the man who spent his career blocking the blind side for number two overall pick, Zach Wilson. Guy that seems to fit into the Panthers scheme well, but the Panthers brought in Cam Irving in free agency, gives Christensen some time to sit and develop. I think he's got the potential to be solid, if not an all-pro guy. What's your read on Brady Christensen brought in alongside Cam Irving to kind of put some depth on that offensive line?
Yeah, I think we still have some questions to answer up front. And I know that the Bears just recently released a guy we should probably take a look at. So I'm not comfortable with this offensive line. I think it is a better offensive line than what Sam had with the Jets. But I still think we have some questions to answer, and I don't know that Christensen is going to be a plug-and-play left tackle day one. I think he's going to have trouble beating out Cam Irving, a guy that has a ton of experience. But you're right, he does have a chance to sit back, and I think the thing about Christensen is he can also play all across that line. He's a guy that can play, and he mentioned himself, he can play, you know, guard, center, and tackle. So he can do all of them, which is good for him. I think that'll help him get some immediate action maybe at one of the guard positions, and then eventually he can slide out. I'm interested to see what they do with Moten, because there's been some buzz as to he wants big money, and the only way to justify that big money is if he makes the move to left tackle. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I don't know if that's the best thing for him. Might be best thing for his wallet, but I don't know if it's the best thing for him as a player. So I don't know. There's questions that need to be answered with the offensive line, and I'm not comfortable with, one, Cam Irving there, and I'm not comfortable with Brady Christensen there starting out week one. So Time will tell with that left tackle. We've got to fix it. That's something I still have question marks about.
Talking with Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. Last guy I want to ask you about individually, Rashad, is Shy Smith. You bring in the former Carolina Gamecock along with his partner, J.C. Horn. I think it's a depth pick, right? Like, I don't see him as a starter, at least not in the first couple of years. I see him as an option if you get into obvious passing downs, you're third and long, you need somebody to stretch the field out. If he can pick up the scheme and keep his head on his shoulders, there were some questions about personality and work ethic, but if he can keep his head on his shoulders, learn the scheme, I think Shy Smith becomes one of those almost kind of Brandon Cook-style receivers down the line of guy that's out there. You know why he's out there. You know what he's going to do when he's out there. And it's just, can you stop what he has the natural talent to do? Can he fit in with that style of play? And is that a style of play that Carolina will adopt should they find themselves in some long-distance situations?
Yeah, man, I think – I like the Shy Smith pick. Again, Matt Rhule has seen him at the Senior Bowl. So I think he got a really, really good look at what he could do. And I think he was dominating out there in the Senior Bowl. And you saw some really good route running. Again, I think you hit it right on the head. That third down, kind of Curtis Samuel kind of mold where, dude, you just get open and he's able to kind of use his route running ability, get open on third down, third and short, third and long, and you just give him the football. He's got good speed. He can challenge dudes downfield. He can fight through some collisions. I think he has some gadget things he can do too. Got some gadget in his game. I like him a lot. And another thing that we're not really talking about is his kick return experience. I think he can offer some, and that's how he's going to get on the field, right? Get him some special teams snaps and have him kick return, punt return, things like that. So I like him. I like Shy Smith a lot. Again, like you said, I don't think he's going to come out week one being a starter and getting a ton of snaps. But, you know, a couple years down the line, I think he could be a really, really good player. And listen, that's what you're getting in the sixth round. We're not expecting him to come out there and be a day one starter. So give him some time, let him develop, and I think you'll have a good player on your hands in a couple years.
Rashad Beard is the host of the Panther Nation podcast. You can find them on Twitter at Panther Nation PC. But more importantly, go grab them on YouTube. They stream live every Monday. And I say every Monday, y'all it felt like, especially during the draft, y'all were going live about every 7 minutes. There was another video going up. Go to YouTube, search Panther Nation Podcast. If you're a Panther fan, they are an absolute must-add to your entertainment cycle. Rashad, my man, it's always great to talk to you, buddy. I appreciate you taking the time, big guy.
Yeah, thanks for having me, bro.
Always, brother. Always. That's Rashad Beard from the Panther Nation Podcast. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We will get on with our second segment here in hour number two. Plenty more stuff to talk about around the corner, including baseball's worst umpire, once again being baseball's worst umpire. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.